McDermott on 2FM.
Sponsored by Just Eat. Woo! Tap into Ireland's leading food ordering app. Just Eat. Find your flavour.
McDermott on 2FM with Transport for Ireland. Plan your journey door to door with our free TFI Journey Planner app.
Sunday and right now, it's only old friend of the show. Not that she's old, but not that if she was, it wouldn't matter. Because it's what's inside that counts, isn't it, Rosanna Davis?
Yeah, yeah, Owen, thanks. We were just talking about our birthdays coming up very soon.
Yeah,
we won't discuss our age. We'll knock, say, 3 years off.
Yeah, so
31-ish?
26. That's good.
You look fresh-faced and baby-faced as always.
Thanks very much. So myself and Rosanna met in UCD back in the day.
The good old concrete jungle.
That's it. We're dreaming. Although, I don't know if you've been back to the campus. I actually gave a talk in UCD yesterday to the Cum An Gaeilge, like, about Irish language and media and stuff. And it was in the old Astra Hall. Oh. And I went back. And I've driven through the campus a few times, but I've never really strolled around. But I was a bit early yesterday, so I strolled around for 10 minutes. It's about three times the size. Because I left UCD, I think, in 2005.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's
about three times the size. The amount of building going on and new faculties and new facilities.
Like, ever since we left, yeah, I would have graduated in 2006. Ever since we left, the facilities have become amazing. I think there's a cinema, a pool,
all these
sports facilities. I went for an open day a couple of years ago and I was very impressed.
But the point is, you went back and did a master's, not in UCD, but you've literally just finished a master's.
Yes, I'm just fresh out of a master's, traumatised for life, I think. Just did a master's through Middlesex University London in nutrition, master's of science degree. So I was doing that all last year and it was distance learning, which was great, but it was extremely intense. It was a sort of, you know, 9 to 5 and then all evenings, weekends kind of experience.
That's terrible, the distance learning. So you had to do all the work with none of the crack.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I don't know. I think the older you get, the less sort of sociable you get. You don't want to be hanging out in the student bar all day, like the good old days.
Yeah.
But it was really good. But I mean, it was sort of 600 hours for the research dissertation over Christmas and New Year. Christmas sort of came and went. It was very much, you know, genetics, statistics, diseases, all sorts of sort of different modules. It was really intense, but really interesting. So I would recommend it if anyone's thinking about going back and doing a bit of, you know, mature student stuff.
I wouldn't go back to college unless I was going to the campus every day.
Well, if you're a closet nerd, it's really good.
Getting my €2 sandwich and stuff, you know, a bit of student value out of life.
The good old student centre in UCD.
Yeah. And what's the end game then?
Well, what I've done is I'm trained and qualified to run my own clinical nutrition kind of business and practice. But that's probably a few years down the line. I'll focus on kind of the books. I'm working on an app project at the moment, which is quite exciting. I have a few bits and pieces going on. I'm still designing menus for a hotel group as well.
All right, so
that's
busy.
Been really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So lots going on.
Random aside, I can't believe I've never asked you this before, given the amount of times we've chatted. So I saw your dad was on with John Gibbons on the Late Late Show and Nina Nesbitt before Christmas.
Yeah.
Because they did a reworking of A Space
Man
Came Travelling. I loved it.
It was good, wasn't it?
And like BBC Radio 2, like, playlist that it made it a record of the week. Like, it did business outside of Ireland. Like, it was a big success for everybody.
Yeah.
But your dad hopped up and he did the collab with them, and it was the first time a DJ has ever been on the Late Late Show. And at that moment, I thought, geez, I wonder, did Chris ever say to Rosanna, I'll write you a song, or do you want to do the singing, or did you ever consider stepping into that world? Because I kind of look at some of the big showbiz families, and Bono's young lad is in a band now, and Eve's obviously doing acting, and there's loads of examples of that. Was that ever on your radar?
I would probably be paid more not to sing, to be honest. I think I'd be booted out of the place if I was to try to sing. I did do a little collaboration with my dad years and years ago on one of his songs. He let me sing a few words of a line and we had to go on Polish TV or something and sing, and it was the most terrifying experience. So I think after that, he just, you know, kept me well away from singing.
Was it so bad on your part that he was like, no?
I think I was just terrified. I mean, one of those sort of near heart attack moments. No, I'll leave it up to my dad. One of my brothers is very musical. He DJs and he studied music and all sorts of things. So leave it up to them.
Okay, good. Yeah, wonderful. Actually, do you know what? We should really play that now. Let's find it. Because we want to talk about the reason you're in chatting to us today is what are you an ambassador for?
Yes, I'm ambassador for Cystic Fibrosis Ireland 65 Roses Day, which is happening on April 12th. So we're doing a few photos and bits and pieces tomorrow for it. But really, I'm here today to encourage people to buy a purple rose for €2 or donate online at 65rosesday.ie. And that's all happening on Friday.
Because I want to talk a bit more about that, because actually I was at in the broader CF family and doing good. I was at Julian Benson had a fundraiser screening last night. There's this big Hollywood cystic fibrosis film, and it was an amazing film. Mm. So we'll talk about that and your campaign a little bit more. Now, this is the song is intrinsically. Did your dad write this as a Christmas song? No.
Do you know he didn't actually, but someone just decided that it was probably Christmassy and it was put onto all these Christmas albums, and that was that.
Okay, so this isn't technically a Christmas song, although it's intrinsically linked. But nonetheless, yeah. Rosanna's here and there was the link and all that. So let's do John Gibbons with Nina Nesbitt. This is A Spaceman Came Travelling in 2FM.
Hey! This is 2FM.
That is John Gibbons with Nina Nesbitt, A Spaceman Came Travelling. If you literally just flicked on your radio and go, why are you playing that now? It's not Christmas at all. Rosanna Davison is here. Of course, her dad wrote this song. And she informs us that it wasn't originally written as a Christmas song.
No, but I am feeling very festive. It's what, 8.5 months to go? Getting in there early.
let's play this music now and really mess with people. Hey. No, let's not. Okay, so quick recap on the 65 Roses Day.
Yes.
This is a campaign you're doing for Cystic Fibrosis Ireland.
It is. It's happening this Friday, April 12th. And I'm just encouraging people to buy a purple rose for €2 on the day or donate online at 65rosesday.ie. And it's a fantastic cause, of course.
And what's the money is going towards? I'm looking here. Patient, well, you meet you.
It's towards various services for cystic fibrosis, patient grants for support such as counselling, fertility treatments, transplant assessment, the cost of a number of CF clinical staff and hospitals, and assisting in funding of the new CF inpatient unit at Beaumont Hospital as well.
So
lots of fantastic support and resources really for people living with cystic fibrosis.
It's 65rosesday.ie, or you can text 65roses to 50300. That donates €2. And on that note, not to mix messages, so it's 65roses to 50300, but as part of the CF family. So Julian Benson, the people know from Dancing with the Stars, he had a fundraiser for his cystic fibrosis charity yesterday.
Yeah, he's doing fantastic work.
Flying.
Really,
yeah. And there's a film, and it's on. I'm away tomorrow. I think Chris Mayer may not review it. I'm not sure. But it's called 5 Feet Apart. Now, it's not got a general release in Ireland. It's in selected cinemas, but enough around you could find it if you went looking for it. And it's about these two teenagers in a cystic fibrosis ward in a hospital, and they fall for each other. And it's kind of classic, you know, forbidden love story. And the thing with cystic fibrosis is they can't touch each other because the risk of passing bacteria to each other that will make them potentially, you know, terminally ill is real. And so they have this rule of 5 feet apart, and they walk around with like a snooker cue between them the whole time. And it is a little bit Hollywoodized, but if you've no idea about cystic fibrosis or the condition or what it does, it's really worth going to see. It's the first time a Hollywood studio has done a cystic fibrosis story. And it's also amazingly acted. Rosanna was saying it's kind of like A Fault in Our Stars.
Fault in Our Stars, yeah. Which was a lovely film. But I think it's particularly relevant because Ireland has a higher rate of CF per head of population globally than anywhere else.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's a particularly good charity to support. You know, it's part of, I suppose, Irish heritage, really.
Yeah, there's disproportionately high rates of CF here, but there's great work going on, and these campaigns are very important. Do you remember last time we were here, we were doing a random quiz and you had Michael Jordan's phone number?
Oh, yeah.
And we rang him. He didn't
pick
up. He
never rang me back.
Yeah.
I still have it, but I don't think he uses it anymore.
Okay.
That's a random story though.
It just literally popped into my head. God damn it. Do you want to try? Yeah, let's not try him again. He's probably not going to pick up. Hey, listen, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
65 roses to 50300 to donate €2 and watch out for the roses themselves. It's Cystic Fibrosis Day this coming Friday, so do your
Make
best
sure
to support.
Buy your rose. Yeah.
Absolutely. Rosanna, it's a pleasure. Always
thank
lovely
you
to see
so
you.
Thank you so much, Owen.
And we'll see you next time. Love
thank
you. Bye.
You. Bye.
This is 2FM.